Today we are joined by Sarah. Sarah, you have got to tell me who you interviewed this week and all about the interview.
So I interviewed Marble Teeth, and it was just such a cool opportunity getting to talk to him. It was just really insightful.
Yeah, and have you gotten the chance to see Marble Teeth play before, or have you heard any of their music before this interview?
I have not, but I looked into it a little bit, and I really liked it.
Yeah, Elizabeth and I have seen Marble Teeth a bunch of times, and I always have an absolute blast seeing him live.
I think they're probably one of my favorite bands. I love that they have a fiddle player live. Like, mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I just love so much as, like, a country music enjoyer.
Yeah, and every time we see him live, there's, like, some piece of clothing that he has where we're like, we need to have that.
Yes, always. Like, he has the greatest merch ever. Like, yeah. The hats, too. I just wish hats fit my head normally.
Yes.
I'd buy one.
Same here. I have too big of a head.
Too small of a head.
All right. Well, let's get right into our interview with Marble Teeth.
So would you like to just start by introducing yourself and, like, what instruments you play?
Sure. My name is Caleb. I play in a band called Marble Teeth. In the live band, I just sing and play guitar, but I've got a couple records out that I tracked everything for. So I'm a little bit of a one-man band in that, on the recordings at least.
That's awesome. What inspired you to start making music?
Just being a music enjoyer, honestly. Getting to go to, like, free events when I was a kid and seeing bands. It's also a big inspiration. I remember a couple of times at, like, the local fair, just, like, the Decatur Celebration was a street festival we used to have down here in Decatur. And just getting to see, like, I mean, professional level musicians up close is a really inspiring thing when you're 10 years old.
Awesome. And where did that name, like, Marble Teeth come from?
It was just something I made up one time. I used to put game pieces and little trinkets, pretty much anything I could find in the junk drawer, as, like, a fidget. I would just put it into my mouth and then kind of chew on it while I was working on homework or whatever. So I just remember doing it with a marble one time when I was at work. I had that thought and just wrote it down.
And then how would you describe, like, your music, like, genre-wise?
I would call it folk rock at this point. Like, the live band has been leaning a little more country folk sounding than maybe it comes across on, like, the last album I did, but I think there's definitely, that's what I was pulling most influence from, kind of 70s folk rock and modern alt country.
I love that. That's really cool. And then do you have any, like, big influences music wise?
Definitely Bob Dylan has been, like, the further I've gotten into this project, the more his writing is kind of just something I reference a lot, or just go to a lot when I'm looking for inspiration. Neil Young, Slaughter Beach Dog, the new MJ Linderman I've been really rocking with.
Hey, and what would you, like, how would you describe your songwriting process? Like,
it's kind of different depending on the song, honestly. Like, some will, like, kind of start as more of, like, a poem where it's like I've got the words and, like, a cadence and a rhyme scheme, but I don't necessarily have any music for it, so then you kind of gotta, like, try and jigsaw it into a melody. Or it's the other way around where it's like I'm just humming a melody and then you're trying to, like, just nonsense words over it until you kind of hit something that sticks. It's me writing it on an acoustic guitar and then putting it into GarageBand and just kind of recording everything around it has been the process for pretty much everything I've done so far. But we've been workshopping a couple with the band where it's like I kind of have just the beginning of the idea and then I'll just, like, bring it up in practice and we all kind of work into it a little bit. And it's just a different way of figuring stuff out when you actually have the actual instruments playing as well. And it's not just you playing by yourself. So it's been fun to do that a little more than I kind of ever have.
Do you have any, like, upcoming projects or shows coming up at the moment?
This week we're playing Chicago on Friday night. That's April 4th. And then we're down in Peoria on April 5th, the day after that.
Awesome. What can we expect to see from you in the future?
Definitely just more gigs. I mean, that's something I really love to do. And I feel like the band sounded really tight right now. And I just am looking forward to expanding the set list a little bit and gig out for a while. I do have some new ones in the chamber that are kind of getting workshopped, but no really ground broken on recording or anything like that. So
awesome.
Gigs, always coming out with new merch. I just got vinyl for a couple older records, Cars and Park. So just trying to sling those as much as I can.
Awesome. Okay. I think that's pretty much all I have. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking the time to do that.
Thank you so much to Marble Teeth for being our local artist interview for this week. And Sarah, you were telling me you listened to some of his music. Do you have like a favorite song or anything from him?
The song that just played, Top 10 Times I've Cried, I really enjoyed it, honestly.
Yeah, that is also one of my favorites. Honestly, though, I've been listening to that whole project that Top 10 Times I've Cried is on, which is called Top 10 Times I've Cried, and I have been absolutely loving it.
Oh, it is so good.
Yeah, I hope he does another show around here yet. I don't know if I know any that are announced yet, but I'm excited for another one.